Well, the total loss of meaning implicit in atheism is too much for most people to stand. They need some values, some standards, some way to orient their lives.
Right. And so that's why he says then that we move to idolatry, right? Because atheism is too empty and we can't really live off of it. Right? We need some values. We need some way to orient our lives. And so we can't just stick with atheism, right? And so his point is, so being humans, actually, you know, made in the image of God, we have to have some way to ground ourselves. And so we move on to idolatry.
Right. He maybe implicitly references Romans 1 here. And it's something that we've talked about before of there's no one who does not worship. There's something that's placed on the pedestal that's looked to, that's idealized, that is the standard, even if it's a mirror, even if it's, another person, there's still, rules by which, people worship and the former 3 years have not, shirked that off in any claims whatsoever. It's probably only, bolstered the fact even more. Well, among these people who continue to resist a belief in the true God becomes inconsistent with their atheism or to that extent, they become idolaters. They don't want the true God. They must seek some other.
And so he says atheism and idolatry are the only alternatives to Christianity. Now, in order to reject Christianity, one must either deny all gods or select some God to worship other than the God of Scripture. In reality, he tells us that they together form a single alternative, for even the atheist must practically allow for some absolute, and it's usually the atheist's own reason.
Right. Right. I always critique this when, especially in modern and I'm not sure when you would put the timeline on it, but as postmodern sci-fi, there's always this want to pull things out of our world and put it into a new world. But you're still talking to the reader, and there's a way to reference the reader that you can't say, well, then the blueberry turned into a muffin, and so you're like, well, is it magic? No, that's just what had happened. Well, I don't have any conceptualization of that. Like I can imagine that, but to me, that's just there's something tied to that as a cause and effect, even, the magic spell is cast and then the blueberry turns into the muffin. Well, you're still referencing a rationalistic world by even writing fiction. And so Superman can fly because he's alien. Okay. Well, I'll grant you that, but then, if you try to explain to me, how he flies, you have to reference me in the real world in order to make the system, unless you're going to an effect or there's a cause to that effect. And so it's not enough just to say, well, we throw off everything and that's how we live. But even then, like you're still a rational being that is going to try to convince me or try to convince yourself that that's the way to do things. And there's the rational process of that. It could be irrational. And so, I always think of praxeology in Austrian economics. It's the point of saying that people move and cause economic factors. It's not to say that people, like chess moves are thinking of everything. They might think, I want those 10 candy bars right now. And so I want to pay the $10 rather than not have those candy bars. But there's still an action. There's still rational thought that occurs. It couldn't be improper or rational thought or not good health or money management rational thought, but there's still rationality that takes place. And so that's what Frame is referencing here, is that there still needs to be some absolute that's in place. And so where the atheist or, atheist too broad a term, then select your own. There has to be some reason for somebody to believe and live in the way that they do, or you tend to come out the Camus way and start thinking about self-harmm. So we're not wanting to do that here.
Yeah.